Concerned viewers, welcome to Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. From October 10th to 21st, 2011, the 10th session of the Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification, or UNCCD, was held in Changwon, South Korea. One of three major United Nations environmental agreements, the convention was adopted at the 1992 United Nations Conference on Environment and Development and established in 1994 to address the issues of desertification, land degradation and drought, and to promote sustainable development in the world's drylands. During the conference, approximately 6,400 scientists, experts, government officials, and non-governmental organization staff members from 156 countries discussed strategies to halt desertification. The term desertification refers to the degradation of land in arid, semi-arid, and dry subhumid regions due to climatic variations, human activity, and other factors. Over 100 countries and 1.2 billion people are affected by the phenomenon. Today we'll present part two of a three-part series featuring Supreme Master Television's interviews with conference participants. Topsoil is the uppermost layer of soil containing nutrient-rich organic matter and microorganisms. When this invaluable layer erodes, it results in enormous declines in general crop-growing capacity. Around the world, the rate of erosion far exceeds that of soil replenishment, with soil being swept away 10 times faster than it is restored in the United States, and 50 times faster in China and India.
The cause is mainly bad management of the land cover. We are cutting the forest without renewing, without putting new trees. The cities are growing very fast, and they are not taking into account the environment as an issue in the development plans. When you open the land for agriculture, they are using a lot of agrochemical. So basically, a couple of years, we lose the topsoil and we lose fertility because we are only using chemicals to produce.
The Great Plains region in the Midwestern United States experienced extreme soil erosion during the Dust Bowl period of the 1930s. Massive amounts of topsoil were blown from degraded fields and transported away in storm clouds. Soil ecosphere is complex, with countless species interacting to generate organic matter. Soil forms over a long period of time, playing a role as the groundwork of civilizations. But Professor David Montgomery of the University of Washington, USA, warns in his book, Dirt, the Erosion of Civilization, that it only takes one good rainstorm when the soil is bare to lose a century's worth of dirt.
Quand le sol se dégrade, en fait, on n'arrive pas à faire la reconstitution de la matière organique sur ces sols. On en arrive à avoir des sols complètement dénudés qui sont difficiles à récupérer en quelques années. Il faut un temps très long pour pouvoir récupérer ces terres-là.
With the influence of tropical storms and hurricanes, we are losing a lot of fertile soil. Therefore, the desertification issue becomes more important for the country.
وقتی که بیابان زایی توسعه پیدا میکنه، باعث عقب نشینی اراضی کشاورزی میشه، اراضی تولید. در یه تحقیقی که ما داشتیم در یه منطقه از کشور ایران، طی 40 سال 1000 متر اراضی کشاورزی عقب نشینی کردن و بیابان شدن.
The so-called slash-and-burn farming method, a key driver of desertification, involves felling vegetation and setting fires on the land to create cropland or pasture for livestock. Globally, an estimated 250 to 500 million farmers worldwide employ this technique. In addition, the use of firewood for cooking and heating by 2 billion people is increasing the rate of forest clearing.
The main causes of deforestation are poor agricultural practices, that is the slash and burn method. Farmers cut down trees to expand their production area. Another cause could be we have some experiences of rampant bush fires during the dry season. A lot of forests get burned
and this has also contributed to the loss of biodiversity.
L'agriculture sur brûlé. Là, il s'agit de pratiques traditionnelles qui étaient utilisées jadis par les communautés locales à des moments où les ressources étaient encore abondantes. L'utilisation du bois comme source d'énergie par plus de 98% de la population du pays et le fait que il y a un croissement de la population démographique est extrêmement important. Tous ces facteurs concourent à exacerber donc la situation de dégradation du milieu dans lequel les communautés vivent.
Les causes les plus profondes sont surtout liées au feu de brousse, au surpâturage, mais aussi aux problèmes liés à la salinisation et à l'exploitation des ressources forestières ligneuses. Donc, comme conséquence, beaucoup de terres sont dégradées.
Si vous voyez que près de 90% de la population utilise le bois pour faire la cuisine dans un pays sahélien, cela va vraiment faire reculer les forêts et cela va amener la désertification parce que sans arbres, nous avons l'érosion éolienne, l'érosion hydrique qui vont venir racler la terre.
Desertification and land degradation destroy the natural ecosystem of drylands, eventually altering the structure of the biological community and accelerating biodiversity loss, with associated plants and animals becoming endangered or extinct. Soil scientist Elaine Ingham of Oregon State University, USA, says that just 1 gram of healthy agricultural soil contains around 100 yards of thread-like fungal material, 100 million bacteria, tens of thousands of one-celled organisms called protozoa, and up to 2,000 tiny worms called nematodes.
There is a link between biodiversity and the production of the land, the soil fertility. Basically, soil fertility is due to the biodiversity in the soil. We are losing very rapidly our biodiversity, and at the same time, we are growing very fast, and we are using our natural resources very fast. We're having a high rate of losing species and ecosystems.
It's a microcosm of what's happening all over our planet. Its biodiversity is impacted, and I think one of the take-home messages for me at a conference like this is that we're still dealing with the effects of climate change, but we need to deal with the root causes. And I think that in all the time, all of those impacts are squeezing and constricting our natural areas, our ecosystems and biodiversity.
The United Nations states that global income loss from desertification and degradation is estimated to be a staggering $42 billion annually.
Italy sees a problem of land degradation and desertification related issues from a very close perspective, not as somebody else's problem. It surely affects landscape and economics in my country, where tourism industry is very significantly contributing to its economics.
Water shortages are an especially significant matter in drylands due to decreased rainfall and higher evaporation rates. To maintain basic well-being, an individual needs at least 2,000 cubic meters of water a year, but dryland residents have only 1,300 cubic meters available.
Dry and semi-dry areas had serious droughts because the land degradation gets worse in all areas. We have less rain, more use of natural resources, land grabbing by private sector or other companies, deforestation, and all these things together make the situation very bad. In particular for the indigenous peoples and rural communities' livelihood, there is a big threat for those communities and their livelihoods.
Overgrazing is a main driver of land degradation and desertification. Grazing and trampling by livestock severely devastates the soil in rangeland areas.
Ерөнхийдөө бүтц нь ингээд цөөрч байгаа учраас тэр нөгөө мал идэх тэжээлийг нь хэмжээ багасч байгаа гэсэн үг. Тон хөлийн малын хөл сүйтгэж байгаа тийм зүйлжилт гарч байгаа л гэж ойлгож байна. Энэ бол бас нэг нөлөөл болно.
Nous avons aussi des terres dégradées dues au surpâturage, surtout dans le nord du Sénégal, où vraiment l'élevage extensif joue. S'effectue de manière extrêmement poussée.
Life drought severely impacts soils because the animals are grazing everywhere and there is no kind of concentration for organic materials and obviously that doesn't help soil to be fertilized.
We have experiencing the problem of overgrazing, especially in dry area. With the high population of the livestock, they make a compaction of the soil. And then trees cannot grow as well. Then the process of degradation happen.
Only 30% of the Earth's surface is covered by land, and 30% of that area is used for livestock grazing or growing grain for animal feed. Clearing land for these purposes has created tremendous ecological instability and grave soil degradation around the world. May humanity quickly stop all livestock grazing to prevent further desertification and restore dryland ecosystems. In closing, we'd like to convey our appreciation to the conference attendees for speaking to us about desertification and providing insights on how this phenomenon affects their respective nations. For more information on the 10th session of the Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification, please visit www.unccd.int. Please join us again next Wednesday on Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, for the conclusion of our feature on the conference. EcoWise viewers, thank you for watching today's program. May we all receive heaven's everlasting grace and abundant love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE